Your husband, Charlie, or your boyfriend, Charlie?
Supervisor, for God's sakes.
He's your supervisor?
Yes, sir.
And you want to call him and wish him a happy Valentine's Day?
Yeah, he supervises a lot of women, and he carried in two little cookie cakes for us this morning.
Yeah.
So we thought it'd be nice if we got him on the air and said happy Valentine's Day.
Okay, now do you want me to give him a hard time, or do you just want to talk to him?
No, give him a hard time. He supervises a lot of women, and we give him enough, so...
All right, so you want me to give Charlie a hard time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, Colin. Well, we're going to take care of him real good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, all right, here we go. All right. Here we go. Will he answer the phone?
No, you have to ask for Charlie Richardson.
Someone can help me. Help you?
Can I talk to Charlie Richardson, please?
Is this calling?
Who's calling?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow, this is Bill Matthews.
Matthews with, sir?
You, who I'm with?
Yes, sir.
Oh, why, sure. I'm with International Delivery.
Okay, ma'am. What a concern, sir?
Ma'am, can I just talk to him, please? This is very, very, very important. I'm really in a hurry. Thank you.
Well, he will ask me, sir.
He will ask you. Well, tell him that I was just very insistent on talking to him and tell him I was very irate and very troublesome, and he'll take the call right away.
She hung up on you.
She hang up?
Colleen,
she hung up on you.
Okay, if you can try it one more time and just tell him that it is an emergency that you need to speak to Charlie Richardson.
Oh, right. I can't believe
it.
I can't believe. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Joe.
Yes.
You call.
I'll dial it.
I'll dial it and you call. I can't believe. What is that woman's name?
I don't want to say.
I'll take her here. She'll have a happy Valentine's Day here. As far as I'm concerned, for God's sake.
You got busted.
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
She can say it's an emergency and they should put her right through.
That might scare Charlie, though.
Well.
We don't. I'll take care of it.
Will someone come to me and help you?
Yes, this is Stu Williams at WWKY Radio. We are going to play a little radio joke on Charlie. If you can tell him to take this call, please. One of his employees are calling him, ma'am.
Okay, then.
Thank you. Are they laughing at what I said?
Yeah.
I said the radio's turned up?
Oh, yeah. We have the whole plant going now.
All right. Here we go. I hope she doesn't go, Charlie, there's a practical joke on line three. That would just... This woman, I don't know this.
I'm probably going to get in major trouble.
That's all right. You know what? I bet this, from the sound of this receptionist, he's...
Charlie.
Hello, is this Charlie?
Yes.
Hi, I have to call. Did you order the pizza from Domino's?
No, sir,
because
I didn't.
Because we've got 42 pizzas, apparently, for your factory, and this was a number they gave me and said Charlie ordered them, and you would take care of the bill.
Somebody's pulling a joke on you.
Because I've got $155 worth of pizzas here, Charlie, and I don't know what to do with them. You got any ideas?
No, I sure don't.
Charlie, this is terrible. Are you sure maybe someone in your office didn't do this?
No, there's no one I'm aware of that would have done that.
No one aware that you would have done that. Charlie, you know it is Valentine's Day, Charlie. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Well, I've got somebody here that wants to say something to you.
Okay.
Are you there, Colleen?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Charlie, you're on the air, and everybody back here in the art department wants to say from all those nice women that you supervise. Do I still have a job?
Well, thank you all very much.
Charlie, this is Stu Williams at WWKY here in Louisville, and Colleen and all her friends called to play a prank on you. And by the way, your receptionist is really tough to deal with.
I didn't tell him to say that.
No. This is what I'm saying right now is
she's a dragon woman.
She's a dragon woman. I'll tell you what, she probably spits venom, and I'll tell you, you ought to do something about her, Charlie, for God's sake. Let me put it to you this way. You're harder to get on the phone than Bill Clinton the way she operates.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's the honest to God's truth, Charlie. Listen, you have a great Valentine's Day, and you got to go back and give all those ladies a kiss. And if you need any help, I'll be glad to volunteer.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Charlie, bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
All right, it's 8:46. We have traffic and AccuWeather together. Laura's up next. We're going to try to...